Tunisia erupted in protest Wednesday after its most prominent secular leader, Chokri Belaid, was gunned down in broad daylight. Tunisia's government has condemned the murder. But the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling on the Tunisian government to go further. It wants an investigation into the murder and measures to protect other political actors whose lives remain at risk in a country where tensions continue to mount. Laura Yerachi reports.
Thousands of people poured into the streets of several Tunisian cities in violent protest today, after Tunisia's prominent opposition leader, Chokri Belaid, was assassinated this morning. The 47-year-old lawyer was a fierce critic of Ennahda, the moderate Islamist party that dominates the government. Belaid was shot four times at close range in front of his home in Tunis and died later in hospital. Prime Minister Hamadi Jebali condemned the killing, referring to it as a political assassination and a strike against the Arab Spring. The motive behind the killing remains unclear, and the shooter's identity remains unknown. But protesters, including Belaid's widow, are pointing fingers at Ennahda, with some protesters attacking party offices. The party has denied its involvement. Navi Pillay, United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, issued a statement condemning the assassination and called on the Tunisian government to investigate Belaid's murder. Pillay's spokesperson, Cécile Pouilly, spoke with Vatican Radio.
He was a very prominent defender of human rights and democratic values and a firm opponent of political violence. Himself yesterday was condemning publicly political violence as a blow against the democratic process in Tunisia. We're calling on the Tunisian authorities to take serious measures to investigate his killing as well as other politically motivated crimes. And we're also asking the authorities to provide better protection for people who, like Mr. Belaid, have received threats and are clearly at risk today.
Belaid's family said he regularly received death threats, the most recent the day before being gunned down, but he refused to limit his high-profile activities in view of advancing the changes the revolution had begun. I'm Laura Yerachi.